Hello, and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. We are on a new day, different bat time, different bat channel, different bat locate, different bat cave.
Didn't know a whole new bat cave.
But, yes, whole new bat cave. We are still doing the movie that I think we teased last time. I think there's some, don't know who listens to these, still don't, but I do think it's sort of, you know, just sort of like the Contenders does when they announce what their next movie is going to be, you know, the week before. We said last time we're going to do Pay the Ghost. We're doing Pay the Ghost now.
That's right.
So we are watching the Blu-ray, which is beautiful with zero special features. So if you ever wanted to know more about this movie, good luck.
Too bad.
So we set up the subtitles. We're going to click play feature. Actually, we'll just click play feature.
Okay. We're watching this on your Xbox One.
It is, yes. So it's an hour and 34. We're going to press play in 3, 2, 1, play.
All right. We got some production companies. We got one here. How many do we have? Two.
Well, this is one I've never seen before.
This is a long one. They're going to go through that door.
Oh, is this like Voltage? This logo looks familiar. Maybe it just showed a generic.
So we're keeping some...
Oh, it is Voltage. Okay. I just never seen that.
Some loose continuity. Like, we're doing a movie we said we do, but we're in a whole... We're not in my studio anymore. We're in your studio.
My house.
We're in your house. I wasn't sure if you wanted to say that.
My house. So, playing
my
Cage
house.
Club movie bingo. We have this available at... Ooh, Child Sing Softly.
Oh,
that's
a
creepy
maybe
subtitle.
Maybe we should add something about subtitles to the game, you know, since we will
We do have
people...
subtitles on here, though. Or you mean like the actual, like...
Well, like, you know, some kind of, like, yeah, in parentheses... gag or something, like music plays, like any time, or like, yeah, wood creaks in parentheses.
Wait,
like,
this movie starts in 1679?
Oh, I did, that is, this is, okay, so this was the last movie of phase one of Cage Club.
Sure was.
And I think Mattiello was on that episode. And
he was.
All I can remember was just how done with everything I was at this point. Like, I was just really upset that this movie didn't deliver. So I have never watched it since. So.
Neither have I, and I don't know that I'll ever watch it again, but we will find out. I don't have Cage Top Build on here, so that's a shame.
Oh, I like the wolf hat. That's actually, I wrote that into my Western, so I might have to write that out in my Western.
What's creepy, though, is that this is 1679, so that's an actual wolf hat. I mean, like, I'm sure it's a prop in the movie, but...
No, that would be, yeah, what they would need
to use. They actually made it out of a real wolf.
Keep them warm. Use the skin as a rug. And the
do you think that this is taking place in Las Vegas? Because I can cross that, or New Orleans.
I don't think so. I think this is supposed to be Manhattan.
Oh, that's right.
Right? But in the 1600s, so there's some kind of... That was a mid-opening credit scene.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pay the Ghost and some...
It's not really a cold open. It's more of like a warm open.
Yeah, I guess. But why was it in night vision?
Room temperature?
Pay the Ghost in night vision.
I feel like there's just a lot of decisions made in this movie that don't really necessarily have justification behind them.
I wonder if we should mark things that definitely won't come up, like the beach. Oh, I'll tell you this much. Magic and mysticism.
Oh, definitely.
I think we're there already.
Gambling almost certainly not going to happen. Someone makes a threat will happen, overreaction will happen, accentuating an obvious specific word will probably happen. Cage laughs maniacally, I don't know... Now, is this the same actor kid from the opening?
Oh, I don't think so, but that would have been kind of clever. It's hard because there are three kids in that opening, so I didn't know.
And all the kids look the same.
Well, they're all like dirty faces and wearing like
cat
wolf clothes. Yeah. Cat cowls. Instead of cat calls, cat yowls.
Yeah, cat yowls.
This is just already turning out to be weird. Oh, should we add Holiday like to the list? Because this is a... Halloween movie, and he's done Christmas movies and
holiday settings
like that.
It's the holiday season.
Nicolas Cage.
That looks like, but is not Janine Garofalo.
No, it's the Walking Dead girl.
Oh, from Prison Break.
Yeah.
Sarah Wayne Callies.
Who was like, get me off this Walking Dead show.
Mother to Carl. Mother to Judith.
Carl, like, I think part of what happened with Walking Dead was Rick reminded me too much of Michael from Lost at certain points where he was just like, Walt, Walt. And then, Rick was like, Carl, Carl, like, ah.
Coral.
I only care about my boy and my son.
Well, now, spoiler alert, Carl died.
Yeah, I know he got shot in the face, and he lived through that.
Oh, no, he got bit.
Okay, now he's bit. Okay. Oh, first appearance of Cage. Research in the library.
I feel like Cage in the library happens not too often, not often enough to have on a card, but often enough.
He looks Professor Cage.
Sure does, which... Shout out to our favorite movie, Seeking Justice, Professor Cage.
That's right. Who goes undercover as Reporter Cage.
I really love that movie.
I might just end up watching it every once in a while and put it in rotation.
Every time... So I still have not continued watching Mad Men because I got so depressed watching Mad Men. Like,
how far did you make it?
I'm at the end of season two.
Oh, wow. You didn't...
No, because what was happening was I was trying to watch a bunch of them, because I was, like, doing one a day, and then I fell behind, and I was trying to catch up, and if you watch more than, like, one in a row, it's like, oh, all these people hate their lives, they're all super depressed, they're all alcoholics, they're all, like, broken people.
Yeah, that's why it's on once a week.
And it was depressing me. And so I don't really know January Jones too much from that, but every time I watch The Last Man on Earth, I'm like, oh, I really like her. And then shout out to her brushing her teeth and Seeking Justice.
Yes, too bad she's not making a reappearance here.
Wait, so in the library, his phone vibrated.
Because it was out of power.
But that doesn't mean anything, because he just went home.
Well, then he saw that it was 12:10, so that it was time to pack up.
Oh, okay.
And I was curious, too. I was like, wait, was that an alarm he set? No, his phone's running out of battery. Wait, no one's trying to text him or anything? Uh-uh.
All right. Sure.
They're going to go to the New York Halloween parade.
Oh, also, holiday setting would be good for Stolen, for Mardi Gras, because Mardi Gras is
that's
a holiday.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you could really squeeze it in there. And, I mean, sometimes movies span an entire year, so you get more than one holiday. You know what I was thinking of? It would be a limited-run podcast, but holiday movies. So you could do, like, you know, Mother's Day, New Year's Eve.
Oh, just the Gary Marshall podcast.
I guess it would mostly be, but he didn't direct all of those.
Plus Terry O'Quinn in The Stepfather for Father's Day?
Maybe. Maybe we'll see how far we have to get, but if we could do, like, you know, one for every holiday, that would be great. I think there is, but I'm not sure.
New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, we have to do April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah,
April
Fool's
Day.
I love that movie. Yeah, that's great.
Is there a scene? Oh, we got to do, like, a Leprechaun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thematically, I think, like, you know, for President's Day, you could do, like, White House Down or something. Or the Jamie Foxx one.
Point Break.
Oh, yeah.
The ex-presidents.
You know, 4th of July, Independence Day, obviously. But.
Of course. Or Rocky. Rocky IV.
Well, oh, yeah. That could be Christmas, too. I mean, you could do a whole podcast about Christmas movies. I mean, forget about it.
There is one. There's Feliz Navipod. Which I think it's
let
either,
it be then. Let them have it.
I don't
it.
Know if it's about Christmas movies or just Christmas in general, but it's Tony Thaxton from Motion City Soundtrack, who's been on a bunch of podcasts and stuff, and he's on a bunch of podcasts that I listen to.
Dude, just a Christmas in general podcast? That sounds kind of amazing.
I don't know, like, exactly what it is.
Christmas all year long. Let's just talk Christmas. So this is fatherly Cage. Do we have Cage as a dad on yours? Do you have parent?
No, because it wasn't common enough until just recently.
I know,
was this an awkward sex scene? This is actually kind of like a pretty decent sex.
That was an attractive woman was definitely finding KG irresistible by the end of
100%.
That scene. Oh, he is a professor. I knew it, yeah. Is he an English professor again? That's what he was in Seeking Justice. And I think also in Knowing, right? He was like an astrophysicist. He was like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. I feel like that's sort of a little bit of a stretch, although I don't know. I feel like the best things he could pull off are English or history professors.
Yeah. I think he's got a great professor look, because even in National Treasure, he comes off more as like a nerdy professor than an Indiana Jones type.
Feliz Navipod is a podcast where it's Christmas every single day, or every day, hosted by Tony Thaxton alongside co-host Todd Cooper.
Wow.
I don't know what it's actually...
I think the movie's trying to weave in exposition about the ghost. Oh, it's adorable how some of the students are slightly dressed up because they're hippies. Oh, did you just say Lovecraft and Poe? Bram Stoker? Man, could you imagine if this movie took off into some kind of, like, Lovecraftian... you know, craziness at the end with, like, the sky opening up, or at least, like, the earth opening up. some tentacle monsters coming through. I don't know.
Cabin in the Woods-esque.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what this... I think they just talk about Christmas with different guests. So I think Christmas movie... I mean, I'm sure they cover Christmas movies or whatever, but, you know.
Kid doing the scooter through the house. My mom used to yell at me for rollerblading in the kitchen. I was like, but I gotta get used to them. Oh, gun violence. Good shot, kid. It's a really good costume, though. I'd be psyched if I was that kid wearing that pirate costume. Too bad he's going to become a ghost pirate. Like, what ends up happening at the end of this, like, literally the last 10 minutes, Cage crosses over into the astral plane to retrieve his ghost son's soul. Like, it's... I wish it built up to that so much more.
It's a cool idea, it just doesn't actually... Nothing comes of it.
Like, that's... Yeah, it's just not the movie. The movie is about...
Is that
parents.
The Wicker Man?
I think that's... Is that who?
The Wicker Man?
The Wicker Man? Slender Man. There's too many supernatural men.
Or not enough.
Like, what this movie ends up becoming is two parents looking for their lost son. Like, he may as well have been kidnapped by a living person.
Like a taxi driver who's hell-bent on revenge?
Exactly. Or if it was by Kevin Bacon's brother-in-law.
I do love...
In that Charlize movie.
I love this whole... whatever building they're filming in. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like they're like, hey, you have access to this. Like, let's get as many shots in here as you could possibly get, because it looks gorgeous.
Oh, his name's Mike?
Is that Lisa Kudrow?
Wait, his name's Michael? My name's Michael.
That's not Lisa Kudrow. That's just a Lisa Kudrow type.
I had no clue his name was ever Michael in a movie. Was his name ever Joe or Joey? Yeah, and Joe.
Joe.
Well, now we know that we've both been...
We've both been caged.
Cage names, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like a piece of driftwood from a haunted ship 400 years ago in Manhattan Island or something, I think. Or at least, since I can't hear it exactly, I'm going to sort of rewrite the movie as I want. Such a great grin.
New York, New York, 212-555.
She's got a weird accent.
She's sort of... Yeah, she's Swedish. She's like a European Lisa Kudrow. I think I just thought Lisa Kudrow because you remember she's the Dean in the Neighbors movies?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, she's kind of got the same sort of structure.
She's Lisa Kudrow if she was trying to be Malin Ackerman.
This is a really nice, well-shot New York movie so far. Like, it looks really nice. You could tell they're actually out there on the streets.
New York truly is the fifth character. You got Cage, you got Sarah Wayne Callies, you got the kid, you got the ghost,
that's
got
right.
New York.
Oh, there's the ghost.
There's the ghost itself. The titular ghost.
Yeah, I just watched They Came Together the other night again. Oh, so you could say New York was like another character. New York was like another character. It's true. Oh, she's a pirate too?
She is a pirate too. Okay. Mom, a pirate, baby pirate. You have to watch The Baxter. The Baxter is... Okay. So I didn't like They Came Together because it was like a little too on the nose. The Baxter...
A little too on the... I mean, it is
and by,
all over
I
that
mean,
face.
Dramatically on the nose. It is a nose.
Yeah.
But The Baxter was made by David Wayne.
Mm-hmm. And Showalter, right? He directed it?
Showalter. Maybe... No, that's Michael Showalter, not David Wayne. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Michael
Who
Showalter...
directed The Big Sick.
Stars in it. Yeah, I think he wrote it. He directed it. Did The Big Sick. He also did that movie with Max Greenfield and Sally... God, what's her name? I can't do anything today.
Jesse Raphael?
Mm-mm.
Field?
Sally Field. My Name is Doris.
Oh.
Also good.
Okay, yeah.
But The Baxter feels like what They Came Together wanted to be before it went too overboard.
Okay.
And it's also just great. I just love it. Do you think that they're actually shooting these things in New York? Or
I was
like
actually
kind
of wondering, not only that, maybe after, now that I think about it, a lot of it could be Canada, because it doubles for New York so much. And
oh, didn't this, I think a lot of this filmed in Toronto. I think we looked that up, I think.
Well, oh well. I appreciate the set dressing.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Like, they've gone the mile. Nice, Cowboy Cage.
But you finally got it.
Yeah, remember? And I remember on the podcast, I was like, I don't care. It's not a real cowboy. But now I'm psyched just to see him. Like, even if it's a Halloween costume, he looks like Bad Bart or something, like, you know.
I don't think I have any bingo things yet.
I have to give it another look over.
Oh, man, this is Cage getting into trouble now because they're done trick-or-treating, but he wants to take the kid out. Yep. Now he's going to take the kid out.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end.
They're going to go to the parade. The, you know, the New York City
Halloween parade.
Halloween parade. I mean, there is an actual parade in the village, but this is not the one they go to. Like, they totally go to this fictionalized version of a parade. Which is great, though.
You know, I do really like his drawn-on eye patch. I think that's pretty clever, as mm-hmm. opposed to the dollar store knockoff or whatever.
Yeah, plus he can still see.
Yep.
It would have been, what if the mom had dressed up, you know, maybe as like the supernatural thing? I don't know. I just feel like two pirates and a cowboy. It's a little off symmetrically for me, but...
I get it. I get what you're saying.
This is more like...
Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans? You're from New Orleans.
That was some found footage.
It's a real Vincent adult man type. Kid on shoulders.
Yeah, they should have just gone as a really tall guy. Whoa. So it's probably, like, way too late for this. I don't know if we see any other kids at this parade, but...
I also feel like it could be 8 o'clock. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
That's true.
It's either way too late or 8 o'clock.
I keep forgetting about daylight savings.
There's
I
like,
hate it
there's
so
like middle oh. school kids or whatever, or maybe young high school kids. Those kids probably, what, like 8?
That's what he drew. 8 or 9. Yeah.
You know what would be really cool is that if all these people in costumes were all Cage from other movies, like we just saw a guy in a gas mask. That sort of reminded me a little bit, weirdly, of Windtalkers.
You've got Neighbors on the mind again with their De Niro party.
Sure do. I always have Neighbors on the mind, though.
You are a neighbor now.
I am a neighbor.
Now, does school count as his college? Is that school? It just says school.
Oh, yeah, you can cross it off. I don't remember school being an option.
I mean, why?
That's for sure. Oh, no. Charlie.
Here we go. Almost lost you there.
Oh, no, they're going to find... He's going to find the ghost, the titular ghost. Do we have ice
cream?
Oh,
the vulture. There's all these little signs.
Vulture back.
Why is he haunted again? I forget why they have to pay the ghost.
I feel like it's sort of related to the kid from the opening, I think. But mm-hmm. I don't know in what court... Oh. Do we have titular line?
No, but that's got to be on there because it's the best.
Dad, can we pay the ghost?
Man.
Oh, no.
Just like that. He didn't even feel him.
Did you ever play the game on PS3, Heavy Rain?
No.
So Heavy Rain was made by this guy who's done a few other games. He did Beyond Two Souls, I think, which was that Ellen Page game.
Okay.
And then he's doing another one, I think, Detroit or something? It's not Detroit, that's the movie. It's like... It's some like robot game set in Detroit. But anyway, his games are known for being like these like narrative like these like 1,000-page scripts in a game or whatever.
Okay.
But Heavy Rain came under it was sort of made fun of for a little bit because in the beginning of the movie, Dad loses a kid at the mall, and it says on screen like press X to Michael. And you press X and like he says Michael. And he's like Michael. Press X to Michael. So I'm just thinking like you know Cage is doing press X to Charlie.
That's awesome.
Press the X button right there. Oh no.
What? Pirate hat.
You know, we almost had Cage eating. I wish he took like a bite of that ice cream before he dropped it on the ground.
He's freaking out.
This is a gifts worthy scene, for sure.
And he's freaking out.
For sure. I don't want to mark off overreaction, though, because this, I feel, is an appropriate reaction to your son getting lost.
Right.
Cage not looking great running here.
But he is running. Cage runs, not on my list.
Okay, sure, running right here.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it's on.
And I'm also going to mark off extreme facial expression because I think he probably had something in there. It doesn't matter though, because I'm not going to get Las Vegas, so I can't get the. That's a sweet bingo line because we also have overreaction, which is going to happen. But I can't get Las Vegas, I don't think.
Accentuating an oddly specific word.
Is this rated R or PG-13? Can you grab the case?
Let's check.
It's got to be PG-13. I can't imagine it's R.
And I can't see it. What the heck?
Is it unrated?
Not rated.
Cool.
But what would it be rated? I mean, probably PG-13. I don't. There's no nudity. There's no graphic violence. There's no blood. There's no sex. There's just suggestive imagery and, like, scary scenario? I don't know exactly. Oh, it looks like we got it. Do we have anything about Good Cop? No. This is great how the parade is just shutting down. Like, at a specified time, everyone's packing up and heading out.
Well, it's 8:45. Everybody's got to go home now. Neighborhood noise ordinance.
It's almost more like a block party. Because parades tend to, like, move down the street, and this one just kind of, like, occupied a block.
Yeah. Oh, I do have school. I have school, too.
Cool.
Cage drinks alcohol and Cage eats, and that's a nice bingo, but I don't think we're going to get either of those. Because there's no time to eat when you're on the hunt for your kid.
Yeah, and Cage works out, or he's not top billed in this, was he?
There was no billing.
There was no billing, so, I mean, that would have been nice.
But he is top billed in this, because his name's on the cover, so you can track that one off.
It won't matter. He's not going to work out in this movie, so that's not.
All right, time to confront the wife. Time to pay this ghost, if you know what I mean.
Well, here's where the movie proper starts, where it becomes about what it really wants to be about, which is their grieving for the kid.
But, like, why set it in a paranormal setting? Like, what? I don't.
Especially when they're not going to take advantage of that. Like, no one's going to get possessed. They're not going to get haunted. They just start investigating, following clues, and eventually they make it to some woman at a church who tells them about, like, pagans or something that used to settle in Manhattan. We'll get there when we get there. But it is.
You remember a startling amount of this movie.
Because I was upset with it watching it. I was just like, oh. Man, I can't believe that's what they're going with. It's almost like in The Nice Guys where Mark Wahlberg learned to dance just to spite his girlfriend. Like it became.
Yep.
It's like, I'm just going to learn everything about this movie so I could throw it back in its face. I put a little list together of some comedies.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple here.
That's a continuation of our last episode. You know what I was thinking? So, on my spreadsheet tracking all of our Cage Club episodes,
yeah,
as of right now, we have 100 things listed. I mean, not including the revisits. We're way over 100 with these, but, like, with the addition of Teen Titans Go to the Movies, that's, like, the 100th one. So, yeah. If all the ones that are out now get released, or, like, all the ones that are announced get released, and we cover all those, that's going to be 100 Cage Club episodes. Not 100 movies, because there were a few that, mm-hmm. you know, we covered in there that weren't. But when Cage gets to 100, we'll be at like 104, maybe?
So, I also heard, now, I heard him on an interview. I don't know, this was announced before.
Why is he not giving us interviews?
That's a great question. I mean, let's just pay for an interview.
Hey, that ghost.
That's what we could start a Patreon for, like for us to interview Cage for a day or something, or hang out with him for a day. But before he was announced as Superman for Teen Titans, I heard him say something, like throw a line out that he was maybe going to be the voice of Norman Osborn in that new Spider-Man cartoon movie.
Huh.
With like multiverse Spider-Man or something.
You know, I'm totally glad. Like, I'm guessing Superman's not going to be in the Teen Titans movie a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's all about the Teen Titans, and then they're going to sort of like be in and out or whatever.
Like a cameo thing, probably.
But I would love to have like a resurgence of Cage's voiceover because we have him in a few. G-Force is great,
yep.
But then like Astro Boy is kind of lame.
Mm-hmm. The Croods is good, you know.
The Croods is good. Christmas Carol's terrible.
It's mostly lame. Yeah, but
it's real hit or miss, these things.
The Amp-Bully.
Amp-Bully's not great.
He didn't really do a voice for that.
I just want like good voice. Like I want weird voices.
Want him to do the big G again and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even in movies, I wanted to put on more voices and stuff. Like that was one thing maybe with the new stuff we've gotten recently. I mean, we got Arsenal, but since then he hasn't really stepped up like with the makeup or the voice or the, you know, any of that really. Oh, yeah. Gary, with the big G, when he did that. Oh, yeah, G. That too. Sorry, he's like, yeah, he did that, but I don't know. I guess it just, you know, it's a shame to cover up that face, but I love when he does it, because he's just so good at using makeup.
This house seems haunted now, I guess.
Oh, totally.
Haunted by the loss of
our
child.
Oh, you mean the house where, well, I thought you meant your house.
No, my house might be haunted.
It's unclear. It feels like it's got some, like, creaks between the walls or something. I don't know.
Well, the whole house is, like, slanted. Like, that slants down a little bit. This slants down a little bit, but downstairs it slants up. Like, there's some real, like, mystery spot level stuff here that I don't know why things are the way they are. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Ghost kid.
Guess that wouldn't make him ghost dad, but he's the ghost's dad.
Is ghost dad Bill Cosby?
Yep. I tried watching that movie as a little kid, and like, it's designed for stupid little kids to love.
Yeah.
And even as a dumb little boy, I was like, this is terrible.
Oh.
I have to turn this off.
Wow. That's not good.
No, no, no.
Charlie is saying, look at the window, look at the window.
It's a
What's
clue.
Outside?
It's a clue.
Is it the vulture? Is it the spirit?
Is it the bag lady?
Ooh.
That was totally the Mulholland Drive lady that like went like pointed at him.
Oh.
Is that a lady or a man?
Well, from Hot Winkies?
The hobo, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's the Winkies thing.
It's just that thing that lives behind.
You know what would be
Winkies?
Super cool is if Charlie like bum rush caging like went through the window right now.
Mm. Oh, there's the growing shadow. Whatever. Is that what he's supposed to see?
I guess.
Ah, that was scary. Jump scare.
You know, I just saw the other night A Quiet Place, which I know you loved.
Yeah.
And what I love about that is that there are jump scares that aren't scares in the movies. They're like, because it does such a good job of setting up the world and, like, the rules of the world and, like, don't make noise, that when something happens, you're like, oh, my God. But then, like, it's just them, like, grabbing the kid before the kid does something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. Whoa.
Time jump.
What?
Oh, and
1 year later.
Now, is this the same house or is he divorced? This
oh my
looks
God. He's
sort
got,
of shitty.
He's been insane. He's gone nuts. Oh, no, I think they divorced. Like, we get that.
He's a real Pepe Sylvia type.
Yeah, he's got the real board marked up with the ribbon and everything.
Do we have time jump on the list? I'm going to add time jump.
I don't think
so,
because that was a crazy. Yeah, this is not New York City. I don't know what I was thinking in earlier, but it does look nice.
It is Toronto.
It's funny in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, Halloween night goes from 8 p.m. to dawn.
They go to New York City for like a minute in Thor, you know, and it like looks so much like New York.
Oh, he takes a selfie.
Yeah, and it's like Melbourne, Australia, or something. But it like looks way New York. It was crazy.
Well, that's like the thing, like with Lost, is that they made Hawaii look like the entire world.
True. Good point. Yeah, that production team was amazing. Oh, look what she's got on her walls. Like, nice memories of her son, and she's trying to move on, and
they're both grieving in their own way, Mike. There's no wrong way to grieve.
Is he grieving?
he's trying not to... Oh.
I wish that... Oh, man. That, you should change that to your phone for when I call.
That picture?
That picture of Cage with his son from this movie.
Yes, please. Phone continues to ring. Thanks, subtitle.
This is some of the most elaborate subtitles I've ever seen. All right. Oh, Ichabod Crane, yeah, the Sleepy Hollow legend.
Even this, like, he's in, like, a shitty, like, what I think's interesting is this is in the same school. This is a different school, too, I think,
I think,
right?
It's supposed to be the same school.
You think, I think that, like, he got tenure, but then, like, he lost it.
Yeah?
I don't know. Unclear.
This doesn't even look... It looks like...
Oh, no, it's the same school.
That didn't... I think that was... I don't know. That just looked like a room that they put some tables in. Like,
oh, it's definitely the same school because it's the same not Lisa Kudrow lady. Oh, Cage. Damn.
Why?
If he drinks coffee, it's not eating or drinking alcohol.
We just got to change that to Cage eats or Cage drinks.
I like the drinks alcohol, though.
Well,
like,
that can be an extra thing, I guess.
But then, if you have drinks and drinks alcohol, and he takes a sip of alcohol, you get two. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right.
It's difficult. It's a real
tricky
situation.
One should cancel out the other, but... Whatever.
Cage drinks, not alcohol? He feels him.
That's the only way he knows. It's just weird that it's been an entire... I guess the idea is the anniversary ghost, right? Like, that's a big theme. That's in a lot of movies. Like, this ghost comes out, like, it, right? Every 25 years, the ghost shows up. Like, thank God the ghost that took his kid is just, like, an annual thing. Like, once a year, it's going to be back. I don't know if or how he figures that out, but I think the movie is trying to be like, you know, every year, kids get taken and have to be paid to get... to pay the ghost to get him back.
Pay the ghost. One of my favorite TV shows of all time, Dead Like Me, was a... Do you know Dead Like Me?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes.
So you know, like, it was about people who were basically become Grim Reapers because they get their soul pop, which is where my name,
yeah,
name,
yeah.
name comes
And they, like,
from.
Hang out in a diner.
They hang out in a diner, and the cool thing, I think it was in the second season, was that on Halloween, or maybe on November 1st, either All Saints Day or Halloween... You sort of, like, because they're all themselves, but they look different to the world.
Yeah.
But on Halloween or on All Saints Day, they look like they normally do.
Oh.
And so they sort of have to, like, kind of hide. Like, it's just like a cool little, weird little wrinkle.
So, like, one might want to try and go visit their family members, but that person would just freak out and go
yes.
insane. Oh, Cage bothering the cops. And I love this makeshift
police station.
Yeah, like, the cop's office is, again...
It's like the top of the stairs at the library or something.
We're just going to put a computer tower on your desk.
A computer tower from 1995.
A little plant thing, a cup.
That is the oldest computer in the world.
I didn't even know they made white towers like that. I thought they were all gray or something.
You know, I do sort of applaud this movie's attempt at diversity. That's not all just white people. Like, we have a black cop here.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
and he's reasonable too, right? It's like,
and he seems good at his job.
Yeah, and Cage is freaking out again.
Oh, we got one F-bomb there. Let's see if it happens again, because then, you know, maybe that's why it's not rated.
Like,
Charlie's file is 12 files, and the computer's got 20 times that.
Wait, there's that.
Is this
much?
Kid only working on Charlie? Is this guy only working on Charlie?
But there's not even enough information about what happened to fill, like,
no, it's one
file.
Page. It's Cage explaining what happened.
Yeah,
and the file.
Yeah, who did all the people they interviewed? Like, what is in that file?
I'm gonna say overreaction for one. Again, I'm not gonna get unless they go to Las Vegas. It doesn't matter. But something in there. That's got to be an aerial shot of actual New York, do you think?
Well, you can buy those shots, though. Like,
yeah.
Lots of movies do that, too, if you look into credit. I know, sitting through Marvel movies now, like, you could see all of the Shutterstock photos and video that they buy and everything. It's, like, in their credits.
How do you make that look? Like, how do you match that to the look of your movie? Just, like,
color
filters,
time it. Color time it and make sure you're buying, like, the same resolution.
Charlie?
Press A. Is it A or X?
X.
Press X.
Mm-hmm. Charlie.
Uh-oh. Oh, Halloween rave.
How much
Wait,
would you
what?
Lose your mind if you saw your missing kid on a bus?
He's losing his mind right now. He's doing a good job. And finally, some, like, music kicking in with, like, piano stabs and little key things.
You can tell it's not New York because it's the only car on the road. This bus has free range of the street. Well, there's some parked cars and stuff, but
tires squealing, horns honk.
Yep.
Wait, first of all, it's a day ghost, which is kind of rare to see in films. Second of all, it's on that bus for a long time. It's not like he just turned a corner and the kid wasn't in the bus anymore. Like, it's going blocks.
Yeah. I like the bus driver just let Cage on the bus without paying.
Yeah. Cage didn't even say, my son's on this bus or anything. Or is this all in his mind, too? The bus, like, going on the bus? Like, is he just standing on a corner right now, freaking out, having a seizure? I like to think so. He's really dipping into some Vampire's Kiss, like, mental breakdown stuff here, seeing things that aren't there.
That's a nice shot of
a digital
that isn't in there in the real world.
Yeah, that's a total composite shot somehow.
Why don't we'll add this bridge and we'll also make the sky look impossibly blue.
Oh, the construction site. This is at the end what I think leads
to the bridge,
to the underground bridge, to the Island of Lost Souls or wherever it takes them. No, that was
Trash Island.
A trash island where all the dogs are. I wish we were going to Candy Apple Island. What's there? Apes, but they're not as big.
What's that from?
The Simpsons. One of the holiday specials.
Sort of what I figured. Okay.
It's like a King Kong ripoff. Ape Island. Nice vultures.
Three vultures?
Three,
are those three ghosts?
Three not significant at all in this movie. Not bad.
Three's the magic number.
That's right. Third time's a charm. Ooh, pay the ghost right there. This can't be any more simple.
Oh, wait. I want to see what time stamp this is, because that's the image I want to grab. 3410-ish. 3450.
Wait, this is 30 minutes into the movie? Like, it feels...
We have an hour. Yeah, we still have an hour.
Like,
I don't
we're
know.
We're way longer into this. Like, interesting. I thought the kid didn't get abducted till a half hour in.
Oh, no, this is a very slow movie. I don't know what the rest of this movie is.
Well, I think it's just them, this. Like, he's going to wander around
for
20 minutes.
For an
hour? He's going to convince the wife at some point that the kid's still alive. I think she witnesses a supernatural thing or something. Oh, it's like Hoboville. It's like the Narrows from Batman Begins. Where Rachel just like drives underground and she's like, "See, Bruce, it's not all like it's not all money and champagne. These people are surviving."
Pay the ghost.
That's such a great... There's something so great about his character that is just like, does anybody know what pay the ghost means? Anyone? Anyone help me?
No? Okay. That's what I thought.
He should really bump into Lawrence Fishburne down here. Like, this seems like his domain
for
John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
Wick.
But there's no one else of note in this movie, right? It's just the two of them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that Sarah Wayne Callies is really someone of note. Like, she was on a couple TV shows, and that's it, as far as I know?
Yeah, I've never seen her in another movie.
That was weird, like, when we watched the Humanity Bureau for the most recent actual... Okay. For the most recent actual Cage Club, when we watched the Humanity Bureau, I'm like, this actress is pretty, she's not bad. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a whole world of, like, those kind of actresses, like,
yeah.
Just female leads in movies that nobody sees.
So, there's this... This is crazy, because I'm watching this show... I don't watch this show, but the show is on, the new Alan Cumming show, where he's like he's like a writer, a professor, and he gets partnered up with a detective, and
okay.
They go around New York like solving crimes. The detective is the blonde girl from Generation
Oh no,
she's like,
oh no, but she's good.
She's awesome in the show.
Because she was on Rectify, which
okay.
Tobin and I talked about, and she's great on Rectify.
Dude, she is so good on the show. I'm like, it's like a completely different person.
Yeah. I've seen her in a bunch of different things. Or not a bunch, like a handful of different things.
I think
things.
It's
she's
just
always good.
Generation is just...
God damn it. That movie's terrible.
Ugh.
It's on the... you know, when I moved into the house and I rearranged all my DVDs, I saw that and I was just like,
oh. Oh, yeah. There's one facing us right now. Is that the last
time
I
committed
suicide?
Oh, yep.
Brother.
Not another
Thomas
good
Jane.
One. I kind of tried to sort of have like the Edge one be like a cool movie a little bit. But then it always didn't work out. But, like, The Invitation's cool. I don't know what's above that. But then we have The Magnificent Ambersons. So we have Moon below that. We've got Out of Sight below that. We've got The Sandlot.
Oh, The Ghost. That was kind of creepy. How many people had to pay The Ghost? It's, like, written, scrawled in graffiti 100
times.
Well,
they're taking a kid a year for 400 years. It's a lot of people trying to pay The Ghost.
I'm just surprised Cage is the only one that's ever made it this far into the investigation to get into the subway system down there and everything. He was so close to the doorway, by the way. Like, he'll go right back to that spot and walk, like, an extra 5 feet, and he'll be in the supernatural realm at the end of the movie.
She is having a rough day. I feel like for
the
last year, he's been saying pay the ghost, and she's like, I can't take that anymore. Like, I feel like that's
yep.
what this is.
I think this is the most times the titular line is spoken in a movie that it's not the main character's title. Like, you know, Shane, they say it a lot. Michael Crichton, you know what I mean?
Or Joe.
Joe, Austin Powers. But, like, he is dropping the title, like, every 5 minutes.
Because I think, like, it's a cool-sounding thing, and this movie has nothing else to go on. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey,
well,
let's just keep saying, like, hey, the ghost.
Why isn't the ghost, like, haunting him to not investigate or some stupid thing? Like, I feel like the son, like, there needs to be more haunting. That's all. That's all I'm feeling. All around. Like, every 5 minutes, get a haunting.
Yeah.
Like, they needed to get... They should go into the afterlife, like, halfway through the movie, and then have to go back at the end. Like, they should go there, like, accidentally.
With her?
Yeah.
Does she ever go?
No.
It's not her. It's just him.
Mm-hmm. Like, he should stumble upon it and be like, I found it. You have to come back with me. And then that they're both there brings the son together and everything. Oh, it was a fair. It wasn't a block party or a parade. It was just a Halloween fair in New York City. Well, you could have gone with to the fair. Like, you're blaming Cage. It's not his fault. He doesn't blame himself. Like, why didn't you blame him? You ever realize that? Like, he totally is like, it's not my fault. I didn't pay the ghost.
How many times do you think he's watched this video in the last year? Every night?
Yeah, every night.
While eating a Snickers?
And not even hooking it up to the TV so he could see it much better and try and find more details or anything like
that. Hey, Cage, you're not yourself when you're hungry. Have a Snickers. But this is where he sees the ghost or something in there, right?
Yeah, but he should be watching this
on the biggest screen possible?
Yeah. It turns itself on. See, oh, now it's getting haunted.
The weirdest.
Now it's like one of those late 90s J-horror things. Like, there was always a gimmick, like the cell phone was haunted, or... Actually, that was a good one, Cell, where I think that was what it was called. Or
not something. The Stephen King book?
No, not the Stephen King book. It was a J-horror. They remade it. Oh, One Missed Call. That was good. And I think that sort of sparked a little trend of haunted devices.
Well, there was The Ring with the haunted VHS tape, right?
That was also Japan.
Yep. Ringu. Yeah. What is this house, Cage?
That is the Evil Dead house. Oh, that's the house on the island in the afterlife.
Oh.
But we don't know that.
No.
But it would have been cool if Cage was actually there.
I was going to say it would be cool if Bruce Campbell was there.
I like the sack mask, like the burlap sack. It's real creepy. It's very Tim Burton.
Trick or treat?
Yeah, and it's that Samhain head. All right, that was a really long... establishing shot of their outside.
Well, I think they're just like, how do we get to 90 minutes?
But why? That's the... Okay. I think we could take a minute here, if I may, to address an issue with movies. Don't force your movie to be longer than it needs to be. Like, let the story tell itself. That's what I hate the most, is when it, like, gets stretched out.
Oh, you mean, like, we don't need this, like, incredibly slow-moving establishing shot walking up these stairs and then down the hallway and...
If you want your movie to be this long, like, fill it with stuff. Like, where's the haunting stuff? Like, I want them to be visited or, like... You know what? This actually... I know it's easy to say now, but what would fit well in this is if, like, Cage accidentally, like, found himself in the afterworld connected to his son, sort of like in the Upside Down or something.
Ooh.
Like, if he was tethered to it.
But no.
No.
Not even a little bit.
You know what could have been interesting if this all took place in 24 hours?
Like, and not a year?
And not a year later. Where, like, he's in his cowboy outfit trying to figure out what happens, and he's only got the night to save his son. Maybe, let me make a little note. Maybe I'll write that.
Pay the Ghost, directed by Uli Edel.
Uwe Boll?
No. I've only seen this movie. He's also known for his most watched movie on Letterboxd is Christian F.
Hmm.
It's a 3.7. It's from 1981. All right. Let's see here. Who wrote this movie?
Is this what a professor's salary in New York City will get you these days? I mean, they've only got the one kid. Like, I feel like they're living a bit above their means.
I do want to say that our friend who was on the Keanu, no, the Charlize episode for 15 minutes, Awesome Wolf Southern, gave this movie 3.5 stars.
Did he review it too, or no?
He sure did. A woman and her kids were murdered a while ago, and now her ghost wants to get paid and get paid in children every Halloween, so she takes one from my future wife, Nicolas Cage. But Nick is like, okay, I paid the ghost, thanks for babysitting for a year, but now I want my kid back. And so he gets a blind homeless guy with white person dreadlocks to show him where the Halloween ghost bridge is. Nick is subdued, but effortlessly natural as always, and the story is fine. Chainsawktober, film number 15, Nick Cage.
She just saw the haunted scooter ride through the house, so she's going to believe him and every word he says from now on. She's, like, literally waiting at his door overnight. She, like, as if, like, she went... It makes it seem like she was waiting overnight, but then where was he all night? Is he just coming home with a donut and coffee? I thought you were insane for an entire year, and then the scooter visited me, and now I believe every word you were trying to say.
I'm so sorry that I've made you live in this shithole apartment for a year.
I love him.
Did he take a bite of the donut or no?
No.
Damn it.
But I like how he's like, I mean, yes, we're on the same page now. You can't believe how happy I am. I can't believe Austin was able to throw that together, that this ghost lost her kids and now wants her kids back, so she takes kids. That helps.
It does help. I feel like Sarah Wayne Kelly's face right now is just like, what kind of movie am I in right now?
I feel like
the National Missing Children Database?
I feel like a lot of Cage movies at this sort of level of production, where we have these sort of one-time or two-time directors and they haven't done anything massive, I feel like he might take a lot of charge and just be like, all right, just relax and, you know, be comfortable, or try to step in as director a little bit. I mean, we heard him talk about sort of like trying to help other actors a lot along the way, but this looks to be sort of like a tough one to navigate. I don't know that she was really given much direction.
Well, this guy, the guy directed 24 movies.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I wish you'd told me that before I just went off on how it seems like he's never made a movie before.
I don't know that it's necessarily the move, because it looks nice, and like, I don't know. I don't know where the breakdown came, but like, Is the door open? The door's open. Just go in.
It's definitely script level. I mean, it's just, it meanders. It doesn't know what it wants to do. It has the one idea about, Ampoli. It's got the one idea about the ghost, but like, it doesn't know how to explore it. Like, there should be breadcrumbs and trails, and I feel like we only get dead ends.
Junkies.
Well, this guy's messed up.
What I like about the National Missing Children Database is that they also show recovered children. So it's not just missing. It's like missing and also once missing children. But that's what he was saying in the last scene, was that, you know, a lot of kids get recovered, but if you look on Halloween, only half the kids were recovered.
Oh, he's paying the ghost. Where'd you hear that? This junkie's got, like, what is he, like, shooting up in his face?
No, I feel like that's just something like, you know, meth heads, like they just have like splotches and patches all over their face and body. Although he's shooting heroin, I don't know.
What? Is that Pay the Ghost in Spanish?
Yeah, look at that. Titular line, not only in English, but in Spanish.
That seems like a first.
That's pretty solid. I don't have marked off someone plays a musical instrument. I feel like there might have been one at that fair, but I don't know.
Or underground, one of the hobos.
To be on the lookout. Bolo. Although I don't think we're going to get Elvis or the Beatles, so I don't think that's going to matter. We did see ants, but not Beatles.
Now, bad accent. We had the lady with the bad accent. It doesn't say Cage bad accent.
Oh, if it doesn't say Cage bad accent, it can be anybody.
I like how the first person they went to also had their kid taken on. I was like, right, what they're exactly what they were looking for.
But I just also think that, like, based on the way that this movie is, like, if they hadn't gone to him first, we would have spent 10 minutes, like, talking to, like, families with no... You know, it's just like... Well, it's like, we know that we're not efficient storytellers. It's like, let's just get to where we need to get to.
Maybe I was fishing for a montage where they're, like, knocking on doors and stuff.
I get it.
What are you doing that you don't have time for this? Like, you're a great cop. You probably got some spare time that you can lend to this dude, and he's digging up more and more evidence. Like, he's got another... it's getting to him. It's weighing on his mind. Maybe I will help this weirdo.
I do hate my office.
Yeah, this is half a police station to begin. Like, why are they in a bank? It's almost like it works for stuff like Blade Runner, where, you know, they shoot, like, let's turn this, you know, train station into a police department because it's the future and whatever. But, like, when you're trying to depict an actual police station, I feel like, at least in movies, they all got, like, low ceilings, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle, and there's no two stories where you're, like, yelling down at your partner.
What I do like about this movie is that it accurately paints New York as a place where there's so much room for everything. The biggest schools in the world, the biggest police station, look at this clean, big street.
Yeah, and this huge apartment on our teacher's salary.
I don't remember if they have sex or not, but if they do have, like, pity sex,
I don't think
100%.
No.
Crossing off awkward sex.
There's no way they have, like, estranged sex.
Where is this office now? This isn't his desk. Maybe it is. Wow.
No,
that's a different.
That's a whole different computer. These are pickup shots, maybe, and they had to recreate it as best as possible. What? I thought those noises came from outside, because there's so little music in this that when it comes in, it's very jarring. Oh, something weird happens here. Does he get killed? I think someone dies because they're getting too close to the ghost.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I haven't had Chinese food in a while. I fucking love Chinese food.
That's the takeaway from this movie. Eat more Chinese food.
See, I think he should have gone and talked to the junkie.
But I feel like that's already, like, an established lead. I don't
know. Well, it's established to us, yeah. It's still, yeah, so I don't mind. I like, actually, that the idea that, like, every year this ghost comes and it takes a kid from Halloween. Okay.
Yep.
I don't get why the parents keep seeing their kid as a ghost a year later.
Because you got to pay the ghost.
But what? But isn't that payment? Isn't your kid paying the ghost? Like, you pay the ghost with your kid. The ghost just trying to rub it in? Like, your face?
Unclear.
Okay. I accept.
I don't know.
You know, it's a good thing we didn't watch this fourth last time we got together. Because think it would have destroyed us. Oh, yeah. See, the fire tried to kill him. Look at it. That is not your everyday, ordinary kitchen.
That's a pay-the-ghost fire.
That's right. The fire had to pay the ghost. Yeah. Slow romantic music, Joey. We might be getting it. I wonder why.
Ooh, look at them.
They're having some kind of dinner. Romantic dinner. To be determined.
I do like when the subtitles in movies add the lyrics to songs. Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, is it thematically wrong? I guess it's sort of thematically wrong. I'm like, I want to cry.
Well, I wonder if these are extra subtitles. So, like, I brought this up a couple episodes ago about dub titles, which I now hate because some of my Godzilla movies have dub titles, not subtitles. But some movies have... Oh, wait a second. Shower scene? Some movies have just the dialogue. And then some movies have an option for dialogue and, like, signage and music, so it's, like, closed captioning, maybe. But I found out that, like, 8 of my Godzilla movies, which, like, the middle ones, so, like...
Which is, like, 5%?
Well...
Just kidding.
So, like, 6 of them, though. They've never been released in America with the actual Japanese subtitle tracks. Huh. But I didn't know that until like three movies into that series, and so I just ended up watching them in English.
Well, that's fine.
Whoa! That was kind of Wicker Man.
Now they're inside.
Oh, here we go. This is happening way too late.
Oh, there's the wine glass drop from the title card on the Blu-ray.
What are we up to now? This must be an hour now, at least, or something.
Oh, no, we're like at 52 minutes.
Okay.
We're like close to an hour, but not quite yet.
Because this is the stuff that needed to happen a half hour in. Like, lots of weird hauntings, like ghost kids following him around. Like, he could, you know, shaving in the mirror and then seeing a ghost in the mirror and maybe cutting himself.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I mean, Cage, no stranger to shaving. Exactly. I have it on my card.
Maybe that's why I said it, because I know it's an option. I want to see I hope, like, if they do Croods 2, if they ever get around to that. I don't think...
Can we shave with, like, an actual rock?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think they're going to get Ryan Reynolds back, and I don't think they're going to get Emma Stone back either.
But you never know.
You never know, yeah. Croods was huge, and it spawned a cartoon on Netflix, so...
I mean, Emma Stone's huge. What's Ryan Reynolds doing? He's Deadpool. Just doing Deadpool. But
like, I feel like he's got tons of star power. Like, he does a lot. He did that Sam Jed, that Hitman's Bodyguard.
Who's this lady?
I didn't see that. Good question. Social worker, maybe? Did she bring the storm with her?
She arrived with the storm.
Oh, she's a psychic.
Mm.
Sweet.
Magic mysticism?
Yep. Oh, well, that, I mean, I knocked that out of the box from the beginning. But is she... Okay, so this... I just rewatched Guardians 2, and I was reminded there's telepaths, and then there's empaths. So is she just trying to read emotion, or is she a straight-up psychic? Did she draw all the energy in?
Or is she just a fraud? Do you think I could play singing for when they had the music playing in the... I'm not really sure what we mean by singing.
I think it's more when Cage does, like, I think that's what we were going for. When he sings
a
opera.
Character sings.
Yeah, I think it needs to
not
be a character
sings,
thing.
Okay, character sings. Okay. You can download these bingo cards from any Cage Club Revisited post on cageclub.me. There's a bingo card at the bottom. It's an Excel sheet. You download it. You can print it out. There's two. And there's also how-to bingo in the second tab of this Excel spreadsheet. So,
well, like, literally, like, the rules of bingo?
No, like, how to, like, reorganize and shuffle and everything.
Oh, right, right. How to randomize it, yeah, and all that, yeah. She's like, giraffes and dinosaurs never lived together. Your son was fucked up.
This means something.
It kind of does have a lot of, like, action figures and stuff, like a normal kid would, I guess.
Kid had a good life.
Cage is rocking the Jay Leno tuxedo right now. He's in all denim.
Denim on denim?
Is that a card?
I thought he said, is that your card? And I was like, are we doing magic now? Is this your card?
What's with the weird stutter slow motion? It's happened like three or four times. I think that's when you don't actually film in the proper shutter speed. And so when you slow it down, it's like a weird effect.
Oh.
Wait, did her eyes just go from green to brown?
Sure did.
Is the ghost the cloud?
It might be. The ghost is in the room.
What? Is she going to jump out this window?
I thought this lady... Oh.
What? Way different. The window jumped inside the house.
A woman is attacked.
What is going... I Whoa. Like her dress looks like something out of like a...
Nose was bleeding like crazy.
What's the guy who did Oh Boy? Bong?
Park Young... Park... Oh, God.
His last name is Bong.
Chan-Wook Park.
Okay, yeah. No, isn't it last name Bong or something?
No.
Anyway, her dress looks like something out of one of his movies.
Or, like, the carpet in The Shining.
Yes. Which is also, I feel like, something that he has gravitated... Like, he took, like, The Shining carpet and made it the wallpaper in Old Boy or something.
I do like that the detective is here. He's just like...
Oh. Yeah.
I believe in facts, logic.
Now I believe in much, much more. Fire tried to attack me.
Sarah Kelly's just like, look, I've hated him for a year. This is not his fault. Right.
This is the ghost. It was kind of weird, though, that I just kind of assume, you know, the obvious route would have been for her to get possessed and jumped out the window, not to get possessed and strangled until black shit came out of her face and burned a hole in the side of her head. Like, that is just a really weird way to go. Like, there's just, it's not, it doesn't connect to anything prior. It's not going to come again later. Maybe the fire stuff, they try to eventually sort of link, I think, from here on, like, a burning, like, she kind of smoldered a little bit, maybe.
Ooh, Colby smoldered?
Oh, How I Met Her Mother.
Sarah
Which,
Wayne Callie,
eventually,
like,
did you watch that show? Because Aunt Robin, I mean, everyone was like, oh, it's a, she's going to be the mom. She's going to be the mom. And they tried to cop out by not having him marry her, but then in the very last episode, they get together. So ultimately, she becomes their mother.
Colby smolders?
Yeah. Aunt Robin becomes stepmom at the, in like the last episode.
And who's the lead? Is Jason Segel is telling the story?
No, no. The other dude, the... I don't know his real name in real life, but Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby.
Architect.
He was in some movie.
Yeah,
that...
he wrote and directed a movie. I think that
Zach
Zeph was in. Yeah.
Oh,
really pretentious one.
God, it was liberal arts. I don't
yes,
remember.
That's it.
Yeah. I like this phone has no SIM. Like it's either like an intentional decision or just an oversight by the props department.
Well, I wouldn't blame the props department. I wouldn't blame the props department because they were on point with the Halloween decorations.
I agree.
Just looking out the window.
Oh yeah, no, I got a lot of thoroughfare on the street.
Just like not watching the movie, just watching the street.
A lot of dogs walking by, a lot of people jogging, people walking basketballs, kids walking home. I am gonna get blown up on not blown up. That's the wrong word. But I'm gonna have to have so much Halloween candy.
Speaking of Halloween, yeah. You should, oh my gosh, you should have this playing. Oh, that is, yeah, I don't listen to Babadook. You know what I really liked about Babadook?
Everything?
Well, aside from everything and of the way that kid just, like, screams all the time, but I had always thought, like, a really cool idea would be a haunted children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what, it's like this pop-up book that comes to life and scares the shit out of you. That movie is just insane.
Babadook.
I don't remember if it's said at the end, but does he say, can we keep it at the end of that movie or something?
I hope so.
It, like, ends up...
There is a birthday party at the end of that movie or whatever, I think.
Yeah, that's a nice unconventional sort of, like, break from the normal horror movie. It doesn't go through the paces.
Wait, so you really think I should just have Pay the Ghost on loop on Halloween?
Yeah, when people come over, I mean, like, here... This is your treat.
You know...
You've been tricked.
What I realize is that, like, anybody walking by can see what I'm watching.
Well, I mean, you could shutter the...
I could, and
that
night I will, but it's just like, anybody who wants to be nosy, like, can just sort of be like, oh, hey, look, it's another Nicolas Cage movie.
Believe me, after a while, they're not, if that's all they keep seeing, they're not going to want to stop and watch.
So there is, down on Main Street, there is a t-shirt, like a custom t-shirt place, which you could get your House of Peepin shirt. But I also want to get Cage Club, like, hoodies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, we should think, I was thinking of maybe trying to come up with another design that doesn't exactly, like, rip off his face, in case we wanted to, like, sell it for real and stuff.
My sister was saying we should have different stickers for every...
Every show. That'd be cool.
So like
Gosling, stickers. Yeah.
So like Zac Efron, like pink stickers, and this is creepy.
I think the boy's possessing her. See, this is stuff. See, now the movie's kind of picking up, but
We're an hour in. It should be picking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we're. Oh, Cage looks so freaked out. Like he is so. Oh my gosh, I don't not remember that. Oh, this is good stuff. I mean, there's not enough of it, but when the movie comes to life, it's working. The problem is, it's like DOA.
So Joe2 wants to make a sticker like this, where it's like that shape.
Oh, an infinity shape? Okay, I could see that.
The Too Fast, Too Forever?
Yeah, because it's more like a bumper sticker or a specialty. But there's I feel like it's going to tear in the middle.
It might. Yeah, I don't know.
I think doing that long on a white would be fine.
But he wants a weirdo, sort of funky shape. Like, that's the whole. That was his whole like idea behind it.
Well, I was thinking of doing maybe circles instead of squares for third time.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could do... So the site that I got the stickers from originally... And if you want a sticker, email us, mailbag@caseclub.me.
I meant to bring some. I have, like, a whole stack left.
I'll get them next time.
Okay.
Because I'm almost out.
What is that? This is like Looper. What did she carve on her arm? You know, there's another waitress who works here.
Looper, was Looper an end one? Oh, no.
No,
Looper
but
was
I did.
Picture.
I think
yeah.
I did
Looper's
see
over,
it there.
Looper's over there.
Moon is an end one, though. Fucking...
Moon is an end one.
What happened, Duncan Jones? So promising. I mean, I know people still love a lot of his work and everything, but I just feel like after that movie, he's kind of like a one-hit wonder.
What did he do between Moon and Warcraft?
He did the Gyllenhaal movie. On
oh,
the
Source Code. I like Source Code. It's not as good as Moon, but I like Source Code.
Yeah, I think it works for what it is, like one of those Groundhog Day movies.
Then Warcraft I didn't see.
Warcraft
then...
is visually fucking awesome.
Whoa. Whoa!
But the problem is, it's like watching someone play a video game, you know? Like, there's just not... I just don't know what's happening. I really feel like you gotta know the lore. It's not like Lord of the Rings that, like, really lays it out nice and easy for you. That was weird. Because, like, it's remarkable going back to watch some Lord of the Rings, like, just how... oriented it makes you, like how well you're easy to follow what's going on.
Oh, not Lisa Kudrow looking up. Are they in? They're not in their house. Where?
No,
are
they're
they?
At the school now. So okay. This has to be like the professor library or like her office, or they share the professors share this office.
I like that there is a fireplace in this room. That seems nice.
Oh, they're talking about the history of New York City in the 1600s. Look at this, 1679.
That's where we started. That's where everything... Oh, this is, I think, how Austin knew about... Maybe about the thing?
Yeah. This
Irish
is
Irish woman. Yeah.
Of using black magic to bring about the deadly epidemic. Oh, and they burned her at the stake. Witch hunt. Fake news. Witch hunt. this is kind of, like, interesting. You know, I'm always, like, researching the Jersey Devil because I've always got like half a script written for that movie, but one of the legends of the Jersey Devil is kind of similar, where it's like settlers came into like an area that was already settled and like burned the woman at the stake, and she vowed revenge and stuff.
Huh.
One of several legends of the Jersey Devil.
Huh. Okay.
There's another one about like a woman had like 12 kids, and the 13th one was damned or something, and it was the Jersey. And there's another one where a Native American married a settler, and they were outcasts, and their kid was cursed. I mean, there's all kinds of shit. I made one up for my movie. Made up an entirely... What? Oh, my God.
Is she empty inside?
She's like ash. She's been...
Did you see the autopsy of Jane Doe?
No.
So the autopsy of Jane Doe is about an autopsy, which the first hour is amazing.
Okay.
And then the last half hour is everything that you...
So don't write it down?
No, I would say watch it. The last half hour isn't bad. It's just super, super predictable.
Ooh, eyes wide shut. That's what I'm talking about. I like my rituals pagan style.
I like my rituals pagan and kinky.
Yes. I recently rewatched Eyes Wide Shut. I really liked it a lot. I had not seen it in its entirety for like
20 years. A
movie
in which Tom Cruise almost gets AIDS.
And gang raped, apparently.
Whoa.
They tell him to, like, remove his clothes. I don't know what else they intend to do with him at that orgy, but...
The movie that led to the divorce of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
She's so good in it, too. Like, you get... I feel like she really brought a lot of, like, problems she was having with him to the surface in that performance.
Well, I feel like when Kubrick made them do, like, 100 takes per shot, or you know what I mean? Like, 100 takes,
you know,
per scene.
Harvey Keitel was originally in that, and he was asked back for reshoots, and he said, fuck you, Kubrick, I'm never working
Whoa.
With you again. We did 70 takes or something. And so Sidney Pollack was recast, and all the scenes with Sidney Pollack were supposed to be...
Harvey Keitel.
Scenes with Harvey. This is very Wicker Man now, too. She's going to drop some witch, some ghost knowledge. I know it.
Well, she's the only one in white.
The portal song.
Oh.
Oh, and they spelled Samhain wrong. You're supposed to spell it Samhain?
Huh. Oh, no.
You know, because I remember as a kid, and even in the real Ghostbusters cartoon, there was a great episode where the spirit of Halloween came, Samhain, and it's like a big pumpkin head ghost. And Peter called him Samhain. And so I was always like, oh, yeah, I always called him Samhain.
I do like, I forgot, that Cage thinks that just because they're, like, out here, that they're actually, like, real witches.
Yes.
She's like, oh, no, like, we're just having fun. Like, we're just goofing around.
But there's always something great about that in movies or in life where, like, the person's just kind of sort of jokingly doing something, and then there's someone comes along who, like, adamantly believes it with all of their heart, yeah. And the guy's like, well, I was just kidding. And they're like, no, but for serious, I need to know.
What I do like about this movie is that she is just straight up showing everyone, she's like, look at how I mutilated myself last night. Do you recognize these symbols? They're like, oh my god, I do.
This is my husband. We lost our kid a year ago. I'm a cutter.
You may know me from my parts on Prison Break and The Walking Dead.
Oh, in The Walking Dead, didn't she, like, die by stabbing her? Oh, no, she got eaten by a zombie.
Oh, she died in childbirth.
Oh, she dies in childbirth? Oh, I thought she... I can't remember. I remember them trying to leave the prison, and she gets eaten behind. Left behind and eaten.
No, she dies in childbirth. It might be zombie-related, I don't know, but when she gives birth to Judith, she dies.
Okay. What's up with the baby now? Is she grown up at all?
Well, so apparently at the end of season 8, I stopped watching the show this year.
Oh, okay.
Because it came back and I watched 2 episodes and I was just like, nah, I'm good. And apparently after season 8, it's going to be a completely different show.
Uh-oh.
Because in the comics, they time jump like 5 years. Like, they basically get to a point where they're like, hey, we can handle the zombies. We sort of, you know, aren't running into like crazy bad guys anymore.
Right.
And they sort of begin society again. So I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Oh. Yeah, I stopped reading issue... I literally stopped issue 100 when Negan bashed in Glenn's brains. I was like, I'm done. I was like, this is enough. I'm finished. And so that was the last issue I have. I think... I don't have all of them as individual issues, but I have... I've read from 0 to 100. And I think that was all before the show even came out.
Probably.
I think the year it was announced, I went and I bought, like, everything I could. And then I watched the first season, and I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'm good with this show. I wish it kind of, like, if you... That first season could almost be, like, a perfect little miniseries.
Yeah. There's some really good stuff. It just, overall, just wasn't very good. And it just... Again, sort of the same thing that you were saying, like, for this movie a little bit. It's just, like, they don't have enough story to tell. Like, it's just so slow for no reason.
Oh, see, like, it would have been nice to get all of this. Like, this is very much like The Witch, you know, with, like, colonials, witches, and society outcasts. Like, it would have been cool to get, like, a good, you know, 5 minutes of this in the beginning.
Do you think there is a way you could make this movie where it's sort of telling two stories at once, like they're cutting back and forth? Like, you see Cage and Arrowing and Callie's in the modern day, and you also see this, like, instead of just, like, at the beginning and, like, plot dumped here at the end, you sort of have it going throughout?
I do see that possible. I think that would be really interesting. I don't think there's enough movies that are structured like that, where you're telling... Because, like, books are like that a lot. Like,
yeah.
But movies, like, going back and forth in time, you know... Really?
Cloud Atlas.
Well, yeah, I mean, but how many Cloud Atlases are out there? I feel
just
like,
one.
You know...
And there will never be another one.
Christopher Nolan did a really great job with Batman Begins, going back and forth in time. So, like, stuff like that is kind of rare. And I think that would be really cool. I really like when movies do that.
Her name's Annie? I guess
it's Annie, and it's like really her last name is like really close to Sam, like to Samhain too. It's like Saquin.
Anna Paquin.
And I don't think that anything had to do with vultures. Like, I feel like the vulture should have been like her pet. Like, instead of having a pet cat, the witch had a pet vulture or something.
I like that. I also like this taxi driver. Is just like, you know, old timey hat.
Yep. Yeah. New York City, apparently the city that does sleep.
I am not paying my fare.
It's supposed to be Halloween night, right? We're on Halloween again?
But there's nobody on the streets.
No trick-or-treaters.
I think not Lisa Kudrow's about to die. Or get scared. One or the other. I'm not sure which.
Let's see. I don't think I'm going to...
I'm 100% not going to win bingo.
No, I don't think I'm going to win, but I don't think I have anything else to mark, even. Oh, well, I mean, Cage is pretty much an exasperated and broken man.
Oh, 100%. That's not gonna Someone makes a threat. I'm going to cross that off. That had to have happened. Except hearing an oddly specific word. I've been sort of listening for it. I don't think that's happened.
No.
Laughs maniacally, he is not... You know, I don't think... I only have... Not including the center square, I only have 7 crossed off.
I got 9. I might be winning.
This is tough.
The default.
Yeah.
Pay the Ghost, not a huge, like, bingo, Cage bingo movie. It's not a lot of Cage connections.
Well, just because I feel like per minute there was just fewer things happening.
Yeah. But, oh.
Oh.
Oh, now Lisa Kudrow took the dive. I knew so.
See, that's why, yeah.
The screenwriter was, like, obsessed with windows. Like, why is the ghost, for that matter, like, two death by windows?
Do you think the ghost directed this movie? And by pay the ghost is, like, pay me for making this movie?
Like, we're paying the ghost back by watching it? But I feel like recent Cage movies, and by recent I mean the three movies that came out
Wait,
4 months into
up?
2018.
Why are they messed up?
That's a great question. Why are they beat up?
What happened?
I think we missed.
Oh, the car accident. The taxi
cab. Dude, we totally forgot. They just got into a car accident.
Oh, there's musical. There's somebody playing a saxophone.
Okay. I like that monkey man. This was definitely shot the same day they shot the other stuff. They just wardrobe changed Cage. Wait. I was getting to something. So, like, no, the last three movies that came out this year, I actually feel like they're chock full of references that would have been great. There's Bag Lady again. She's got her Spawn moment here underneath the moon on top of a building as if she were some kind of superhero. You see Spawn?
I've not seen Spawn.
Oh, man, you got to check out Spawn.
What are the three from this year? There's Humanity Bureau, there's Looking Glass, and there's... What's the other one?
Oh, my God. Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I couldn't think of it, because I saw that last year.
Oh, right. Oh, so apparently The Endless is playing in IFC theaters right
in
now,
New York?
And it's getting a certified fresh 100% right now on Rotten Tomatoes or something. So hopefully wide release, fingers crossed, or on demand within a month.
I really like it.
It's I've been trying to avoid anything about it, but I read the log line, and I was like, holy shit, I gotta see this. Here he's going to find the portal because he knows the song now.
Plus, we only have 18 minutes left of this movie.
Yeah, that too.
Is the portal is only open on Halloween?
It only opens on Halloween, and you have to sing the song.
I feel like that's why you can't do it all in one day, because like he needs time to sort of learn.
But I also feel like, you know,
there's
this guy, like, he could have known part of the song, and, like, he could have collected the song throughout the city. I don't know. There's a lot of cool movies about One Night in New York.
This guy is, like, one of the twins from Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, right, but, like...
But not albino.
If he was out of the Matrix, like, this would be who he was or something. Yeah, white guys, I'm sorry, man, but you... should not be wearing dreadlocks, or you should not have cornrows. Like, it's just not right.
I feel like on the streets there's a whole different sort of lifestyle.
Well, I could understand maybe dreadlocks if you're a homeless person and you can't wash your hair. Yeah, okay, I get that. But there was like a guy in Arsenal with like a white guy with like bleach blonde hair and cornrows, and it's like, homie, no. All right, here it goes.
I can't believe we haven't had any Twin Peaks connections.
Yeah, and
not even something like I can like, you know,
dude, it's just
stretch.
This is crazy because it's just there.
It's just there.
Like it's just as if it's always there. Under New York is a supernatural zone.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of real Ghostbusters earlier and Lovecraft, there was a great episode where there was like a seal broken underneath New York City transit because they were digging new subway tunnels, and it released like all of this ghostly stuff.
Huh.
But that, I mean, those cartoons are really well written. This, I don't know. Like, I think it's a cool concept.
It looks cool.
Yeah, and it's a cool idea. It's just jarring because I guess of its location and...
Jarring in a good way or in a bad way?
In a bad way. Yeah, in a bad way. And,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, the movie... didn't build to this.
And where'd the vultures come from?
They're in the whole movie and there's no explanation.
And how is this bridge being supported? There's no, like, vertical beams.
Like, it's also weird that it's a metal bridge connecting the real world with the ghost world. Like, I feel like it should be a rickety bridge or a ghostly bridge or something. Or
just do, like, a bridge like in Coco.
That movie's amazing. But that's basically what he walked across.
Yep.
He's in the land of the dead now.
But now the land of the dead is green?
Well, it's only the land of the dead that the Gaelic ghost created, like, 300 years ago. 400 years ago? Yeah.
Dia de los Muertos.
Like, there was a drop line that she was Irish, so I think that she is trying to create some kind of Moorish, like, you know, the Moors of Ireland. That was Ireland, right? The Moors of Ireland?
Is this Annie or is this a kid? This is a kid. Who is this kid?
That's Deerhead Kid.
Who's Deerhead Kid?
I don't know. It's just a ghost with... she's probably going to have a Halloween mask or something. Because the lady ended up taking lots of ghosts. And fire isn't a thing. That's right, because she was burned at the stake. But, like, wouldn't... If we knew she was burned at the stake within the first 10 minutes, wouldn't all the fire stuff make more sense?
Was there a lot of fire stuff?
Well...
There's a little fire. The kitchen fire.
The fire attack... Yeah. And then the girl was burned from the inside out.
Ooh. Just slapped in the face.
They really could have worked it up. So she, I think what I'm getting at is this ghost only created, like, her own little realm.
Yeah, her own little, like, Vivitch cabinet. Or not cabinet, cabin. Cottage. Whatever.
So, I want to... Yeah, who did build that bridge?
The ghost? Or the vultures?
Maybe that's what she has all the kids for, to build bridges.
They're just slave labor in the afterlife?
I mean, they're not getting any older.
They're not very, they're probably not very good at construction. Just a bunch of 8-year-old kids.
But there's so many of them, they've probably got it figured out.
Well, it's like, would you rather, like, could you think you could fight, like, 52-year-old kids? Like, could 502-year-old kids build a bridge? I don't know, maybe. If enough monkeys can type Shakespeare, maybe enough 2-year-old kids can build a bridge.
It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times. This is where they hid.
Yep. It is weird to, like, rebuild, like, the worst part of your life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is the cabin where I lived in, but it's also the cabin where, like, they killed my kids and, like, they found me and burned me at the stake or whatever, so.
What also is kind of weird is that the ghost is getting back by, is getting back at the people who burned her by stealing the children of her ancestors.
Yeah.
But they don't know the story, so there's, like, what is she, she's not, like, winning, like, you know, what you would think that she'd want them to know, I took your kids for burning me at the stake.
Oh, there's the symbol. Yeah, the ghost motivations are not clear in this.
I feel like a ghost doesn't need clear motivation necessarily.
Also a fair point.
Whoa, that is a lot of... She is...
One a year or whatever.
Ghost orphanage, man.
It's gotta pay that ghost.
Cider House Ghost. Toby. I don't know why, but I was watching... I stumbled across a... costume test of Tobey Maguire in the original Spider-Man thing with Sam Raimi, like, yelling at him, like, put your arms up, do this, do that. And then at the end of it, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he's, like, teetering, and they had to get the suit off because he was going to pass out or something. I was like, ha. It's like, good. I don't like you, Tobey Maguire. I'm glad it was a grueling process to get in that suit.
Poor Tobey. Tobey was just in... I don't remember what... We were talking about him on a Zack Attack recently.
He's been trying to do Robotech, apparently, for a really long time.
What's Robotech?
It's a classic anime from Japan. I've only actually seen one episode. It's cool.
This is cool, Cage putting his hands through these ghost hands.
Yeah.
Looking for Charlie.
That's what I mean. Like, when they get there, I like it, but we're never there.
I mean, this needs to come at the end of the movie, I think, but...
Right.
I don't know.
But I feel like he should have, you know, maybe start by seeing his kid. Then you see, like, a couple kids. Then you see, like, a lot of kids. And then when you get here, you see all the kids.
Wait, so, like, if that lady from the Chinese restaurant showed up, she would be able to grab her kid? Or is it, like,
yes, I think so.
So every parent has to come here and make the journey themselves.
But only... The mom or the dad. Like, the mom didn't have to come with Cage.
Do you think...
Uh-oh. I can't take you all. Oh, so that's Mia. So that's the girl from the Chinese restaurant.
And Pablo is the right. guy, the junkie's kid.
There he is. Yeah, okay. You've ran into our real-life counterparts. Like, can we come with you, too?
I like that they're all in costumes. Like, that's pretty cool. That's a cool touch. Because they're all abducted on Halloween.
But, okay, so his kid was last year. Was Pablo 2 years ago, and then that girl 3 years ago? Or were they all abducted on Halloween last year?
I don't know. And also, do they age?
It doesn't look like they've aged, like, but it's only a year, so it's like, hard to tell.
Well, like, if she's been gone for 3 years, is she now, like, 12, or is she still 9?
Yeah, you know, she definitely, like, has not aged 3 years, I feel. Even though we didn't see her before. I think we might have seen a picture. I feel like we got a picture. It's kind of like a... I like the simplicity of it all. Like, this little storm under... Like, the storm's underneath instead of above? Like, what?
Yeah.
Storms are usually from the top. But...
Here's the witch. You already got her, the ghost, I guess.
Yeah, ghost witch, apparently. Witch hunt, fake news. Yeah. Not, like, firepower or anything. Just gonna scare you. Gonna lift you.
Oh, the subtitle does say Annie Scream, so we know for sure this is Annie. If there's any doubt, this is Annie, this is the witch.
And she looked a little Freddy Krueger at one point there, but now she's pretty.
Looks, yeah, now she looks pretty Annie again. Oh!
That's her deception.
Twin Peaks connection, Annie.
Oh, Annie. Where's Annie?
If we get Cage Works Out, I win.
I don't know about that. How do they end up paying the ghost so that... Does Cage pay with his life?
I don't think Cage dies, although if Cage dies, I'd get a box. Not against it.
Like, Burning Woman Ghost is kind of cool.
Wait, so the kids teaming up
now? Yeah, kids are teaming up against Burning Woman instead of Burning Man, Burning Woman.
Sure. The Wicker Woman.
The Wicker Woman. Like it. But I don't know how they're able to know that they can do this.
I think sometimes you just know.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to ghost shit. Like, rules are just kind of out the window with ghosts. Whatever you can kind of think of. Like, Beetlejuice comes to mind a lot. Like, I don't feel like they do a lot of ghost stuff as much as it's just, like, a lot of weird shit. Like, none of it actually tracks through the movie as consistent.
I like that these dumb kids, like, he had to run, like, 20 steps across the bridge to get them because the bridge is collapsing. Like, kids, just run to me. Save us all a little bit of time.
I wish he had some kind of line like, "Your debt's been paid, ghost."
I just paid the ghost.
And now I want a receipt.
If it was an action movie instead of, like, a psychological horror movie. Oh.
But don't you think maybe every once in a while you throw that into the end of a thriller, and you give them a little hope?
Oh, flashback to the beginning of the movie where he had Charlie in his hands and then lost him.
Uh-oh.
This time he's got him.
Hands, not as big a theme as you would expect throughout the film, but it should have been. Like, it would have been cool if, like, he got his hand injured.
I would like to see Cage do a full body pull up here.
Oh, if that
early
happens,
Cage, best of times Cage could absolutely
do it. If that counts as a workout, I win
if it's a workout.
Well, I don't think that's a workout. Otherwise, I would have won too.
I don't think it's a workout either. Uh-oh.
Oh, Halloween's over.
It's 12:01.
What happens if you go through that door now? Was it like a utility room that
That's probably that cop's office.
It doesn't exist between the hours of 12 and 12, October 31st. Just don't go in that door.
Oh, my God. Charlie. Now, how is she not freaking... Like, this is understated.
We're going to have to keep him back a year, because he hasn't aged, so...
Oh, no, she's not letting Cage anywhere near. Like, she's going to not let this kid out of her sight for the rest of his life.
She's wearing a ring. She's wearing it on the wrong
it's
hand.
Happy ending.
She's got it on her right hand. Aren't you supposed to wear it on the left hand?
Well, yeah, I think some people in the Middle East wear it on the right hand, but this is very
Wait,
much not
what?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that sort of like a driving on the other side of the road thing?
I don't know. He does not remember the last year at all, though.
All he thinks was he lost his hat. Where's all my candy?
Why are all my friends older? Why am I in a different class? Why are all my TV shows different? This kid has he's got a rough life ahead of him, I can tell you that
Dude,
much.
This story is not over. It's just beginning. Like, they now have to raise this kid who's a year out of step with the rest of the world. Uh-oh. And the vultures always screech.
Oh. That was weird that like it didn't fly at the camera, it flew over the camera.
Ah, better than I remembered.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in a better place. Well, I don't remember this. I definitely turned it right off after.
Credit scene.
Mid-credit sequence. Oh, maybe it's not. Like broken up.
Nicolas Cage's name becomes Pay the Ghost.
That's really cool.
Lyric Bent? I guess that's the cop?
Oh, I thought that was the kid.
Oh, maybe. His name's Lyric?
Oh, maybe it's the... Not Lisa Kudrow. I don't know.
No, oh, that's by Veronica Ferris.
Oh, okay. Oh, there she is. Oh. Are they gonna... Is she the new ghost?
Eyes open, eyes open, eyes... Yeah. Nice.
Wait, so they still haven't found her body, but... She fell out of a window like 12 hours
ago.
By,
there's a broken window. There's like underneath, it's like enclosed in like tarp. Let's just not look in
there's
there.
Like a couple vultures circling something. Couldn't possibly be anything dead, could it?
Absolutely not. So I got 9 boxes. Did you cross any more off or did you get 9 also?
9.
Tied.
Wow. It is a tie. It's kind of rare.
Disappointing, to say the least, but here we are, Peter Gus. So the next movie we're going to do is Dog Eat Dog,
yeah.
A newer Cage, maybe the newest Cage movie
wow.
We've done for a visit.
Your copy's not even open. And you know, I don't blame you, though, because I went back and I opened like 8 movies that I didn't have opened because I guess I watched them on demand when they came
out.
Well,
because down the stretch of Cage Club, I was just doing digital copies because I was taking screenshots and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't put the Blu-ray in. But yeah, we're going to. This is going to be not the 3rd time I watched Dog Eat Dog. Still have not seen Gone with the Wind or The Sound of Music.
Wait, you've seen this twice?
I saw it on Fantastic Fest and I saw it again.
Oh, right. I forget. It's my second viewing. That's why I wanted to check it out today. Because, I mean, we'll probably mention this again on the next episode. But did you read the interview of Cage interviewed Paul Schrader?
I sent recently?
You, yeah. I sent you the link.
Well, I know that he said... Oh, that was in the thing with me and Tobin, right?
No,
said,
with Lindsay. With Lindsay
and
on Facebook. I sent you guys... I said, I meant to mention this on the episode.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, straight up interviews Paul Schrader for, like, Vanity Fair. Something.
It's pretty cool.
I definitely had to Google, like, 2 or 3 things they were talking about because I had no idea what they were, like, referencing. But, yeah. That one's got
hair, key hair, makeup artist, in parentheses, Mr. Cage. Hello, Lauren Thomas. Would you be on our podcast, please? What was it like doing Cage's hair for Pay the Ghost?
I mean, maybe we should start reaching out to some of these people in the credits.
The director had 2 assistants, one for the movie and the one for post-production, so all right.
This is, we're getting sort of like the Celtic music here going on, which, would have been really nice if it was peppered in throughout the movie so we got that vibe a little bit so that we found out
like
that the lady was Irish.
There just wasn't music throughout the movie.
No, there was a couple piano stabs like ding, ding. Oh, it's funny because, you know, I don't know, were we talking on air about A Quiet Place or was that before we
No, it was on air.
Okay. Yeah, there's no music in that movie, really. I mean, there's some, but I was
well, there's
thinking,
no sound.
There's no sound. The music is like... I was almost... That was, like, the one thing I was hoping it to be maybe a little more like Clint Mansell, but it was very sort of, like, dreamy. It really got me into, like, settling into that world. But one thing in that movie, so I didn't eat my popcorn throughout the entire movie.
Sure.
Like, I was eating it, like, crazy beforehand and everything, and then the movie started. I was like, oh, I'm putting this down. I don't think anyone made a peep in that movie. In that whole theater.
My theater's pretty quiet. There's some talk. There's some little bit of whatever, but...
No, at the end, there was a big reaction with the. There were 2 kind of big things that happened at the ending. First,
yep.
With the dad character, that got a big response, and then at the end, the last shot. I know you loved the last shot. I love that. That got like a cheer from like the 8 people in my crowd.
There was the kid next to me. So in that movie, Emily Blunt is pregnant. I didn't know that first off, because I don't do any research about the movies. I didn't know that John Krasinski wrote and directed
me
it.
Me neither. Oh, his name came up, and I go, oh!
Right? And I also didn't know that he's married to Emily Blunt.
Oh, that I knew. Yeah, that I knew.
So,
because I think I saw that on Graham Norton. It's something I love, the Graham Norton show.
In that movie, Emily Blunt is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately when I saw it, I was like, oh, no, like that's bad. And then, like, 15 minutes later, the kid next to me, like, on the show again, like, oh, she's gonna, like, not, like, loud, but, like, said to, like, his friend, like, oh, she's gonna have to get pregnant quietly. I was like, or she's gonna have to give birth quietly. Like, how'd you not realize that 15 minutes ago? And it's the first thing I thought of, but whatever. So that's the end of the movie. Go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter.
You think this was shot in Canada or no? There's
Ontario, Canada, Toronto. If you want a Cage Club sticker, email us, mailbag@cageclub.me. Send us your address. We can mail you a sticker. Just put or a couple stickers. Put some up in your town, whatever. But yeah, next movie, like we said, is going to be Dog Eat Dog, movie from a couple years ago, maybe last year. But yeah, go check us out, cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter, mailbag@cageclub.me.
Any post-credit scenes here? I think they wasted it all in the credits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.